Now, I do want to say, kind of preface all this by saying, before you make a decision that is going to be, I mean, life-changing, it's going to change the whole dynamic of your household by moving in mom or dad or grandma or grandpa, I would have some serious conversations with the whole family. So if you have older kids, you need to talk to them. This is how things are going to be. You may even want to set some ground rules for everyone involved. I would not even think about it if your husband and your mom don't get along at all. If they don't get along and they don't live together, they are not going to get along if she moves into the house with you. So I think that would just be setting yourself up for disaster.
Welcome to Aging in Style, the podcast dedicated to celebrating aging and what it takes to do it well. I'm Lori Williams. I'm a certified senior advisor and senior housing expert. In each episode, you'll learn stories of older adults who are thriving in their 70s, 80s, 90s, and in some cases in their hundreds. Whether you're an older adult or the child of an older adult, this podcast is filled with insightful resources, organizations that are doing incredible work, and stories that will inspire you to volunteer, learn, and who knows, maybe even skydive in your golden years.
Hi, welcome to Aging in Style. I'm your host, Lori Williams, and I'm so excited you have tuned in. Before we get started, I want to share something with y'all that I just think is fabulous. We are hosting a fashion show and high tea at our local senior center next week. And we decided, you know, wouldn't it be awesome if some of the seniors who are going to be coming to the tea would be models of the clothing that we're doing in the fashion show. And one of our models is 101 years old. I just am so excited that she wanted to do it. She's already gone for her fitting. She has her outfit and she's going to walk our little runway. We are so excited. And to me, that is what it's all about. I mean, age is just a number. I hope that when I'm 101, that I am able to and asked to be a model in a fashion show. So I wanted to share that with you because that's a whole lot of what aging in style is about. That is what this podcast is about. Just having that inspiration for people who are growing older and just knowing that you can do anything regardless of your age. So enough about that. I just wanted to share because I was just so excited about it. Anyhow, we are going to talk about pros and cons of moving an older family member into our homes. This question came to me from a listener. She's a regular listener and a client of mine. And she asked me if I had done a podcast about this because she was thinking about moving her mom in, but really wanted to know the pros and cons before they move forward. And I had not done a show on it, although I get this question pretty regularly. So that's what we're going to cover today. So let's talk about the pros first. The number one pro would be the family connection that it builds. To have grandma or grandpa living in the home, especially if you have kids, even if you don't, if it's just that relationship, your mom's there living with you, how wonderful, if you get along, how wonderful that you have her there all the time with you. Or your kids, I think it's wonderful to have that multi-generational family to grow up with. I personally grew up in that. My grandmother lived with us part of the time she was with us and part of the time she was with my aunt. And I knew nothing different. I look back now, all these years later, and I think what a beautiful gift that was to have my grandmother live with us. If you follow the podcast, I talk about my grandmother a lot. Her name was Emilita, and she had moved to this country from Ecuador, South America, when she was in her early 40s. And she was just a very interesting woman, a woman of faith who had overcome so many challenges. And she's my inspiration for working in senior living and for a lot of things that I do. So I don't know, would I have had that same strong bond and connection had she not lived with us? I don't know. But that is definitely, I would put that number one on my list of pros. Now, I do want to say, kind of preface all this by saying, before you make a decision that is going to be, I mean, life-changing, it's going to change the whole dynamic of your household by moving in mom or dad or grandma or grandpa, I would have some serious conversations with the whole family. So if you have older kids, you need to talk to them. Explain how this is going to change. Grandma's going to live here. You know, this is how things are going to be. You may even want to set some ground rules for everyone involved. I would not even think about it if your husband and your mom don't get along at all. If they don't get along and they don't live together, they are not going to get along if she moves into the house with you. So I think that would just be setting yourself up for disaster. So think about all of those things before, and I would have conversations before you even bring up the topic to your mom about moving in. Just be sure everyone is on board. Second pro would be the cost savings. I mean, it's expensive to live in senior living. A lot of seniors are afraid, of course, probably the number one fear is outliving their funds. So if they could save money for a while by living with you, then I think that would be, you know, a smart thing to do if everyone's in agreement. Or if they just really don't have, you know, much money, then that may be the only option. That's another pro when you're thinking about should they move in with you. The third pro would be, especially if they are healthy, they can help you out with some of the tasks around the house. So say you're working all day, if they're home, maybe they would be folding laundry or, you know, cleaning the kitchen. I know my grandmother was, I'm guessing she was probably in her 70s and 80s in the times that, you know, she lived with us when I was growing up. And I always remember her folding laundry or cleaning the kitchen. She didn't drive, so she wasn't, you know, going to the grocery store or anything, but she was always there. She was always keeping herself busy doing something, which I know was a huge help to my mother. She was not a good cook, so she didn't cook any meals. So, and I'm laughing because I have a picture of her and I just happened to look up at it as I said that and then kind of hear her laughing at me. But she was sort of known in our family for her signature dish, which was burned rice and burned eggs. That was pretty much all she could cook. And then oatmeal also. Those were kind of her three staples. But hey, it worked for her. She lived to 101, so she must have been doing something right. But if you move your mom in and she's a great cook, then hey, that's a huge bonus for you. You don't have to cook as much or at all. So that would be the third pro. Fourth pro would be, say your mom is starting to have some issues. Maybe she needs reminders to take her medication. She's still independent. She can stay home alone and everything, but she does need those reminders for medications or maybe stand by when she's in the shower, things like that, where you would have to pay someone to do those things. So that's kind of like a, you know, a cost there. But if you have her at home with you, then she's right there. You can make sure she's taking her medications, give her her reminder, stand by while she showers, keep an eye on her if you're afraid things are, you know, she's starting to progress, whatever it may be. So that's definitely a positive as well, because she's there close by and you kind of have eyes on her. So I'd say those are the four top pros that I would consider. Cons of moving a family member in with you, a mom or dad, and all these are things that you just really need to give a lot of thought to, because they could be a major con. I mean, you can find ways around them, of course, but the first one would be you are increasing your responsibility of what you need to do. So taking care of a family member, even if that you don't have to do the medication reminders or actually physically take care of them, just having another person in the house, it's going to, like I said, change the dynamic of the home. And it may, well, will likely put more demands on your energy and your time. For example, and this is someone just told me this the other day, her mom lives with her. She comes home from work. Mom just wants to talk because she's been in the house all day. She hasn't gone anywhere. But the daughter has been at work all day. She has been talking all day long. She wants to just sit, turn on the TV, and not talk. So that is a great example of really still putting a lot of demand on your energy. She wants to sit and just rest, but mom's super excited because she's got someone to talk to. So that, I would put that in the con column. The other con, number two, would be limited socialization. So if they can't drive, or sometimes they can drive, but they just are not very social, they don't want to go to a senior center or whatever, that can cause issues too, because they can become lonely, they can become very isolated. So I would say, if you are going to make a decision to move your mom in with you or your dad in, I would look into a local senior center. If you are working and don't have time to take them up there, I would look into finding transportation, a caregiver, a neighbor, someone, public transportation, somehow that they can get to the senior center and have a way to interact with other people. That way they're active, they're moving, they're socializing, all the things that are really, really important for health and well-being. So again, if they're living in your house and just staying there all day while you're at work, they're just watching TV, they're becoming lonely, isolated, and then you're going to come home and they're going to zap your time and energy. So those are two cons to think about. Third con would be, do you have room in your house? You know, is there an extra bedroom? Because they need their own bedroom. You don't want to, if you can help it, they have to share with your kids, or you're moving all your kids in together. You don't want to, unless you've had conversations and kids are fine with sharing rooms, then that's great. But you need to think about that. Is there going to be room for them? What are you giving up in personal space? Is it something that you are okay with? And, you know, having that much closeness, you know, that's again, conversations and things you need to think through before you say, hey, let's do this. Let's move you in with us. Fourth con would be safety concerns. Is your bathroom set up for an older person who may have, you know, may need grab bars or may need a shower chair, things like that? Do you just have a tub or do you have a walk-in shower? And so you're going to need to think about that and making sure the house is safe for them to live in. And then the fifth would be burnout. If you move them in, your mom starts having, say, health issues, and you are just taking care of everything. You're trying to work, you're stressed, you're exhausted. The family is everyone, no one's happy, you know, everyone's fighting. I mean, that can lead to major burnout. And so that's another thing that you need to give a lot of thought to. Can you truly take this on along with all the other responsibilities you have going on in your life? But I think it's important to think of all the cons. I see a lot of pros to having a family member move in with you. I think there's some great, great pros for that. But you want to be sure and think everything through, talk everything through before you make this decision. So I hope that helps. And, you know, I'm so glad that you tuned in to the show today. Please share it with your friends and family. We've covered a lot of great topics. If you think of something that we have not talked about, please send me a message and, you know, we'll consider if it's something we need to share with everyone else. But I appreciate any feedback that you have and any suggestions. And please be sure to let all your friends know about the podcast and visit our website, LoriWilliams-SeniorServices.com. Also, be sure you're following us on social media. You'll want to see the pictures from the fashion show we have coming up. All right, thanks for listening, and we will talk to you next week.